Blog Talk Radio.
This is Heart to Love with Fola, the show that brings you fun, refreshing time in the Spirit of God and empowering nuggets from the Word of God. As you listen to the show, you'll learn how to rely on God, know God for yourself one-on-one, and you'll receive wisdom nuggets to move you from where you are to where you want to be. Now, a warm welcome to your radio host, Certified Life Coach, Folakemi Ayodele.
Good evening, everyone. This is Folakemi Ayodele, your host on How to Love with Fola, and also of my two bestseller novels, Nuggets for Ladies and Nuggets for Men. I'm excited to be here this evening with Apostle James and Prophetess Joanne Smith of Kingdom Dynasty International Ministries. They are located in Maryland, and they've been married for over 20 years, and they're blessed with 5 children. They've been a blessing to us on this show, and today they're going to be starting a 3-part series on money and economic power for couples. On today's show, they'll be sharing empowering nuggets for women and men in the married relationship with regards to money. In their own words, they said what has kept their marriage together is their relationship with the author of love, implementing the things that they have learned in God, and demonstrating that experience in and with each other. They are both natives of Maryland, where they resided for many years, until the Lord called them to change the course of their life, and they currently reside in Chesterfield, Virginia, co-laboring together as the Holy Spirit enables them to equip and train others. And a big thank you to everyone that has tuned in to listen to Apostle and Prophetess. I know you'll be richly blessed. Apostle and Prophetess, good evening once again. Happy to have you on the show.
Thank you for having us, Paula.
Thank you so kindly.
You're welcome. We're going to start with Woman of God, Joanne. Well, this is more targeted towards the ladies, so we're going to hear from you, and then our head, Apostle, will balance the nuggets for us. So, Prophetess, when the lady is making more money than her husband, is it okay for her to begin to play the role of the man in the house or to disrespect the husband? Is it possible to make more money than one's husband and not be prideful? And what advice would you give to the woman who is beginning to play the role of her husband just because she's earning more money than her husband? It's a fully packed question, and I know you are fully loaded. What are the roles? What are the roles of women as ordained by God? And what are the roles of men as being by God, even if your wife is earning more than a husband? So let's roll it, Prophetess Joanne.
It's amazing because I just ministered this to a spiritual daughter just a week ago. So 7 days prior. So this is some good stuff. And the awesome key is how much I love the Holy Spirit, because His wisdom is phenomenal. His wisdom could be so unsearchable, yet laid out for you so you can find it. It's amazing what you can learn from the Holy Spirit. I call Him my Haggai, like from the book of Esther. He's my Haggai. So whenever I need to know whatever the heart of the king is, I'll go to my Haggai. So to answer your question, Fuller, you know, it's amazing that when a woman is making more money than her husband, it's funny because I've been there, where you're making more money than your husband, you cannot afford, listen to this nugget, you cannot afford to come out of your posture as the wife who has submitted to the head, because if you do, you can lose the very abundance that you have created up to because of your coming out of alignment.
Wow.
We can put ourselves in postures As the husband's mindset is, okay, you're making more money than me. My mindset is, this is our family. We have one vision. Our home is one vision. We're not divided against ourselves. I can't go through an ego trip. I don't have time to ride on pride because pride comes before the fall. I don't have time to fall because I got too many people following me. And I'm not even talking about outside of my home. I'm speaking on the reference of in my home. I have 5 children that are looking at me.
Wow, thank you, Lord.
Pride is so dangerous because you can't afford to go on an ego trip. And when you posture yourself, when God has called you to become that incubator, God has called you to become that intercessor, that birther, that deliverer per se. When you are in your proper posture, even if you're making more money, you're going to give that man the highest respect that's due unto him. You make it your business. You make it your, ladies, hear me, make it your business to honor him. Make it your business to respect him. If you're making more money than him, you do not have to bruise his ego. You do not have to sit back and use it as something against him. Don't strip him of his manhood. Don't strip him of his character. You have to remember that God has made him the authoritative figure for your protection. Now, if you're sitting back, if you really are one with him, when you hurt him, you're hurting yourself. When you strip him, you're stripping yourself. And now you're removing your garment of protection because he can't be fluent and effective in covering you because you've damaged his wound and wounded his ego.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
We have to be wise. And even with the women that are making more money and... Because, like I said, I've been there, and the exciting part was I had one vision, the same vision I had before I got that job, making that and gaining that increase. And it was amazing because it was 3 different increases in a matter of 6 months.
Wow.
When you do things in excellence will follow favor. When you do things in excellence, favor will open or create doors. Listen to what I just said. Favor will open or create doors. Now, if you are the favor, if God has said to you that when a husband finds a wife, he's found a good thing and he obtains favor from the Lord, if you are the one representing that favor, why would you sit back and pollute the favor that's supposed to be headed on the head of the household because he's taking good care of you?
Wow.
When he's taking care of his favor is following him, so increase is bound to come to him. But if you happen to get that increase first, don't go on the ego trip. Don't come under the rule of deception and seduction. Deception and seduction will cause a true manipulation of your eyesight, and your perception and your view is now polluted and tainted. Now you think, well, I'm the head of this household, and I got whatever I say goes, and I wear the pants. All this stuff is stupid. And the reason why I say I labor just as that as stupid is because we're coming from out of the alignment of what God has created from foundation. And if God in this hour is bringing us back to the original origin, the original blueprint, the original mindset of his heartbeat for this hour, that's the real establishment of the kingdom, then why are you coming outside of the covering?
That's fine.
I'm sitting back because I just shared this. The role of that wife is to encourage that man, build that man up, edify him. I will say this. I will call my husband, text my husband, whatever needs to be done. I could be doing something at home. I'm back in school, so I could be doing schoolwork, and I'm getting my BA in business, so it's like I'm doing my schoolwork, and all of a sudden my husband's face will come before me, and I'll stop what I'm doing. I call him and go, "How you doing, handsome?" One word can shift his whole atmosphere. You don't know
that
what he's going through at work. That's a whole nother level of warfare when he's outside of the home. So if you sit back and encourage him, if you build him up, you know, I'm sorry, I'll tell me the sexiest man on earth. I mean, hey, that says something to him. I mean, I tell him all the time, you fine, you got it going on. You like a bag of chocolate chips. Boy, that's dangerous. I ain't supposed to be eating chocolate chips. We have no idea what our, you know, Paula, the important thing of where pride comes in at because we're making more money. We believe the lie that the devil tells us is we have the right because now we're making more. That's the lie that the devil tells us. We have the right. That's a lie. Mm-hmm. We don't have the right. We don't, because basically what you just did is override another man's will.
And Jesus
has never overridden a man's will. He not to break it, but he never will remove it. So we step out of the order in which God has ordained us. We send forth chaoticness. Listen to this. Listen to this, Paula. If one angel can slay a nation, what can one angel do to one man? Now, if God is a God of order, and the angels are heeding to everything that is coming out of our mouth because our words are framing our world. So a lot of us are going through what we're going through because we spoke it out of our own mouth. We gave angelical beings permission to put into action what we're speaking.
That's right.
We're made in the image and the likeness of Christ, correct?
Yep.
So if we're speaking the wrong thing and we're leaning to pride and ego because we make a little more change than our husbands do, we are bringing curses in our own household. We're putting things into action. So when everything goes down and you're standing there scratching your head and you're wondering what happened, we were doing well. What in the world happened? Everything was going okay. You allowed the come in and turn everything around because ego came in, pride came in, arrogancy came in. Step back and put on a hat that you had no business putting on. It didn't even fit you. Because God didn't call you that position. We have to be wise, women. We have to be wise. My husband, I love you. He sits back and tells me, you making more money than me? Come on, baby, let's ride that wave. Get it in.
That's the wife's one.
He's like, okay, because see, my husband knows me. You know what, Paula, just yesterday he said to me, he said, baby, when you're concerned about bills, that bothers me. He said, because that's not your position as my wife.
Wow. Mm-mm-mm.
He said, that bothers me. So I do everything I can to make sure that never bothers you again. When I saw your expression of being concerned about some bills, I made it my business to do what I must do that is necessary and right. So I'll never see that expression again.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, he messed me up. I had to see that. I had to see him from a whole nother level at that point. He messed
me up.
So I encourage women to love that man. Love him. Appreciate him. If you're making more money, then guess what? Do little crazy stuff like I do. I'm just going to give you some secrets. Do little crazy stuff like I do. Let him tell her he never needs anything. Let him tell her he never wants anything. Go to the store, the Party City store. Buy big dozens of bouquet of balloons and send it to him at work. Go to the store. That you know that my husband is a fanatic for watches and he's a fanatic for cologne. Go find some cologne. You making extra money? Okay, shower that man. He's your king.
Yes,
shower him. Shower him. You go to serve, when I go to serve him food on a tray, I got a gift on a tray. Come on now, take some extra dollars and serve him. Don't boast about it, be about it.
Amen. Wow. Awesome, awesome. Wow, wow, wow. Thank you so much, woman of God, at least for giving us these practical tips and for sharing with us that it is possible since you've been there. You know what it takes to be a godly wife, even if you have extra cash or change than your hobby. Thank you so much. Now, man of God, please, you are in the receiving hand. Share with us on this topic, sir.
Amen. Fuller, again, I thank you for this opportunity. I'm sitting here in awe because I'm trying to figure out how do I come behind such an awesome woman of God, such wisdom. I'm just sitting here trying to collect my thoughts and gather what perspective God wants me to take. But anyhow, I was just meditating on a few things as the prophetess was sharing her heart. And one of the things that came before me was Genesis, the fifth chapter. It says in verse 1, this is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day they were created. And that's so powerful. It's so powerful that I have to actually iterate it. Verse 2, male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day they were created. If you see the prefixes here, you see the suffix them, there, them, there, and they. Them, there, and thee. In other words, even from the very beginning, God shows us a portrait of his intended purpose when he created this union between male and female. He blessed them. That word blessed means empower to prosper.
Mm-hmm.
But the blessing was not an individual blessing. It was a corporate blessing.
Mm-hmm.
A corporate blessing was bestowed upon the male and female created he them. And so God knew if he was going to be able to fulfill his ultimate purposes in the earth, it would be made manifest both through the male and the female as he blessed them and called their name Adam in the day that they were created. And so, you know, it's so phenomenal because, you know, one of the things I was actually musing over as I looked at this, you know, God shows us, you know, In the scheme of things, and when we look at the bigger picture, even with Jesus being married to the bride of Christ, who we are, he says something that is very profound, people of God. He says, these works shall you do, and even greater works shall you do, for I go and be with the Father. Now, keep in mind, the greater is pertaining to the work. Men of God.
Amen.
The greater is pertaining to the works. In other words, our women are not just ordained to do the works that we have been appointed to do, but even greater works. In other words, he has always intended for the body to be an expansion, a greater magnification of himself. And so when my wife goes out like the virtuous woman, and she deals her business, and she optimizes her talent and her giftings and the things that God has equipped her with, the expansion or the manifestation of what she's bringing forth is just an expansion and an extension of the man that she's connected to.
Wow. Amen.
So the increase starts with the man because he's the visionary. But because she is a man with a womb, she has a womb to conceive the vision that God has given the man, and the man realized that she's the vehicle to bring forth the harvest. Now keep in mind, even the animal kingdom teaches us the infinite wisdom of God. anybody knows, if you study the animal kingdom, that it is always the female gender that goes out to hunt and to gather the harvest for the household. The men were designed, the male species were designed to govern and to manage and to rule over the kingdom or the territory. But it's the women that actually went out to toil, to labor, and to gather the harvest for the people. It's still that way. If God is showing us that there's enough wisdom being expressed on the level of the animal kingdom, how much more the kingdom of man made in the image and likeness of him? And so when our women go out there, they're multi-tasked, they're multi-talented, they're multiplicitous. There are so many things that God has equipped the woman with, but most importantly, people of God, especially to the men, is that she carries a womb, not just naturally, she carries a spiritual womb. She was designed to conceive what God has entrusted to you as the husband.
Yes.
And when you learn that God multiplies you by allowing you to invest what he's entrusted to you to the woman, she goes out and she makes it fruitful. She brings in the greater portion of what God has entrusted to you as the head of your home. And so I'm content to see the greater manifest through my wife. I'm at peace with that because I realize that it started with me anyway. God has ordained me to teach and to instruct, to equip and to mobilize so that she can go out there and be the best that she can be.
Yes.
My God, my God. You know, the first person I must learn to shepherd is my wife.
Yes.
Every pastor understands that he's been equipped and trained to impact, equip, and mobilize his people for what? The work of the ministry. Well, the wife does the work. She does the work of the ministry. Let her go ahead and be all that God has intended her to be. Entrust her with the things that God has entrusted you with. And you will realize that God will take you places that you never thought you would ever go, and he'll manifest this through your wife.
Wow, thank you, Jesus. Awesome, awesome words for men. That makes a godly man.
Well, I'm ready to give an offering myself, Jesus.
Also, this is the word and the God from the Spirit. It takes a godly man to even accept everything you have said today. And, you know, I just want to keep thanking God for your ministry, your home, and your marriage, for being exemplaries in this time of need in the Church of Jesus Christ. Because people need to know this, you know. Some men cannot handle it when the woman is making money, and some women too cannot handle the blessing, you know. So I love this balance, and I just thank you for, you know, sharing from your heart for men. And I believe that men have received something today which they can learn from and use in their home. Because I know, like they say, money problem is more than 80% of the cause of problems in marriages. So if people can get this right, you know, things will be much more better in the kingdom. Now, we have like 5 minutes. I would like you, women of God, to share with us how listeners, women, can connect with your business, and if you have any promotions going on right now, you can partake in, or even later, because you know some people will be listening to this after today. So just share briefly on that, woman of God.
Thank you so much, Fola. I mean, we so appreciate this. I do have my Mary Kay business. You could go to Joanne Smith, Mary Kay Lady Elegance page here on Facebook. I'm running a birthday special because I celebrate my birthday the whole month.
Wow. Happy birthday.
Thank you. My dad always tell me I just turned 25. I said, you're the only man I know that's been 25 for 20 years. I just 29. I just turned 49, so I'm doing a birthday special that anyone that orders $150 worth of product, of Mary Kay product, their next purchase, they get 49% off.
Wow, so that is awesome. Is this ongoing for this month, or Is it just for this month?
Well, I had a few people ask the same thing, so I may just linger it over for the month of April. If you order,
okay.
Like I said, you put $150 worth of product, you get 49% off your next purchase. Then I have one, if you spend $100, you get 25 more free. You get free shipping and handling, and then you get a gift with purchase. So we're celebrating my 49th birthday with my Mary Kay business. You can also see me on my Joanne Smith Facebook page or Joanne Smith Mary Kay Lady Elegance on Twitter. I'm excited, Fola, because we're actually launching the new ministry here in Virginia on Resurrection Sunday. So Resurrection Sunday, we will be launching a new ministry here in Virginia. So we're really excited about that.
Wow, that is awesome. Apostle, can you tell the audience more about your ministry and if you have any upcoming program in your new ministry for people living in that area, you know, so they can connect with you online, offline, if you have any other programs. Thank you, sir.
Amen, amen, Fuller. Again, I appreciate you. Thank God for your life.
You're welcome.
For your ministry.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, as Prophet was just sharing with the people of God, we are embarking upon a tremendous season at this time in our lives. We feel the release now to go forth and to establish, as she stressed, the ministry. But if I can just insert this, just for the sake of time, the Lord entrusted something to me prior to us crossing over to come back to the East Coast. He said to me, son, you're not going back to start a ministry per se, but to offset a movement.
Wow.
And the difference between a ministry and a movement is that ministry at some point has a cap to it. You know, it has a lack of longevity. And one of the things that God began to teach to me is, he said, son, you know, he said Martin Luther King Jr. was a minister over a ministry until the set time came for me to set him in place to be a forerunner of a movement. To this very day, we call it the civil rights movement. I believe that there are forerunners that God is raising up to spearhead the way of a move of God. Movement transcends time. It transcends generation. It's perpetual. It's speaking about revolution, rotation, movement. And so God has just been saying deeply to my heart that, son, what you and my daughter has been allotted to do here by my spirit and the people that I will send to hold your hands up will be the first fruit of a move of God that is going to take place here in Richmond and abroad, that's going to transcend. In other words, your children and your children's children will continue to speak of it and see the benefits and the fruit of what's about to be laid here in this region. And so for anyone who is actually in the area, or anyone that happens to come through the area, we'll keep you posted on Facebook. You can go to the Facebook, which is Kingdom Dynasty. On the Facebook, we'll keep you abreast with a lot of the things that we're going to be doing in the very near future. Some of the conferences that we have felt God has impressed upon our heart. The Love Slave Conference is something that we're going to be setting in place coming later part of this year. You don't want to miss that. We speak about the awesomeness of intimacy with God and worship. And, you know, I just believe with all of my heart, full of that there's also a rebirth, there's a renaissance of true worship that is emerging in the earth, where we're going to really begin to realize that it's not only the purpose of the bride to sing to the groom, but the groom desires to sing to the bride. We call it the song of the Lord. And I believe that there's a song that is being released in the earth that the true bride is capturing, and she's hearing, and she's resounding that sound to the nations of the earth. And many will hear that frequency. They will respond, and they'll be able to gather in the presence of the Lord to receive whatever they need. And so, again, I just thank you. We are excited. We solicit your prayers, your intercession, as God continues to equip us to move forward Again, we thank you for this opportunity. And until the next time, God bless you.
Amen. Please, before we leave, Apostle, I would like you to pray as God will lead you for couples and marriages in Jesus' name. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Father, again, we thank you for every precious unit, every covenant that's been established by the blood of Jesus. We thank you for every couple, Lord, that is on this telecast this afternoon. Father, that you would continue to empower our lives together. Let us realize that you have decreed that you have called us blessed. You have called us, Adam. You have created us, Lord, to be one unit, to be one person. You said the two shall become one flesh. And so, Father, we are the expression of a corporate anointing, a corporate gathering of mantles and anointings that have been transferred from generations. And, Father, we just thank you that every couple will leave this broadcast today taking something with them into the very near future. And, Father, may their lives continue to be empowered and to be impacted by the wisdom of your Spirit. Father, we decree and declare life and prosperity, wealth and health over their lives and their households from this day forward in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. Prophetess will be live with us 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time next Saturday. She'll be sharing on the Ladies' Show on happiness. So, ladies, tune in to listen to Prophetess Joanne as she shares wisdom nuggets on happiness, whether you are single or married, what you need to do to stay happy all year round. And on Sunday, same time, Elder Lorenzo will be back with his wife for part 2 on how to handle problems in marriages and how to have successful marriages. A big thank you, Apostle and Prophetess. I love and appreciate you, and I pray God's blessing upon your marriage and your ministry. And thank you to everyone that has tuned in. Before you go, please listen to my thank you message. And see you all next week. God bless you, Apostle. And God bless you, Prophetess.
God bless you. We
God
love
you,
Fola.
This is Heart to Love with Fola, the show that brings you fun, refreshing time in the Spirit of God and empowering nuggets from the Word of God. Hope you enjoyed tonight's show and you received the wisdom you needed to move from where you are now to where you really want to be. Your radio host, Fola, says a big thanks for listening. Fola can be contacted for coaching services at coachfola@gmail.com. Fola is also on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Google+, as Folachemy Iodeli. And her website is folachemynuggets.blogspot.com. See you all next week, same time, same station, for another empowering nugget of wisdom.